new pussycat. Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat knows. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious, and if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat know.
Chilling right around my way, 21st east side of the beach. This motherfucker ran up on me, talking shit with his homies like he was a straight G. Asking where I'm from while he running up. Gang bang my set on there, doing a punch. Some things, sons, they just won't change. Fools don't respect nothing but the gang bang. What's seen is what's saw, dog, is the law. I had you niggas running like a marathon. Little G's trying to creep on the east with it. Talking about they gon' get my chain and they gon' leave it. But they don't know. Once they get close, it's tic-tac-toe. Three motherfuckers laid on the floor. Yeah, this happened yesterday. On the west, they spray. I heard the S.O. say, he said,
I thought you won't believe what I saw. I saw these pack of guys and they act real hard.
And what they do?
They twist their fingers, say, you know who we are. He said, I don't give a fuck, they Snoop Doggy Dog.
Uh-huh.
They keep talking and it went too far. Straight through the trunk of his car. He got his gun and they start running hard. He started firing and then he just charged.
Run, nigga, run, nigga. Duck, nigga, duck, nigga. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, nigga, run, nigga. Duck, nigga, duck, nigga. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, motherfucker, run.
I didn't mean to hit what I hit. Now that's three motherfuckers dead and I ain't seen shit. But these niggas will scream with flea. But for a G like me, it's just a case. Really, you can see. I crack your mat back and pop off rolling. And smack your neck back to drop off falling. I haven't seen my mama in a week. And she ain't even ran a mouth about me. Fuck that, I ain't give a fuck about the law. Niggas say they wanna brawl, you would think that they were wrong. Believing on the things that you never saw. In a job, in a dog, smoke you like a minotaur. You think you know, but this can't go. You think you blow on my dough, what the fuck, no. See, these niggas proceed with speed, so feel the need to bleed. Oh, you hear my enemies going.
I thought you won't believe what I saw. I saw these pack of guys and they act real hard.
And what they do?
They twist their fingers, say you know who we are. He said, I don't give a fuck, ain't Snoop Doggy Dog.
Uh-huh.
They keep fucking and it went too far. So Snoopy went straight through the trunk of his car.
And what he did?
He got his gun and they start running hard. He started firing and then he just charged.
Run, nigga, run, nigga. Duck, nigga, duck, nigga. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, nigga, run, nigga. Duck, nigga, duck, nigga. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, motherfucker, run.
I wouldn't be the nigga that I am if I didn't pop niggas in their mouth, God. Damn. And Snoop will keep on foot on the streets and leave them covered in sheets. Run with them niggas with the heat. You never seen a thug like this. You never seen a dub like me. And I ain't weak for more in peace. In fact, I could be beast of the East, motherfucker. I never hesitate to blame. A nigga really trying to change his ways. We gotta move my team, cause my people are screaming that we need one. For fun, it's illegal. With a bang on the soul, make it feel like a drive. It's a shame, but somebody gotta die. They say it happens state to state, but when I'm up in LA, all I hear is they say, hey, yo.
My core, you won't believe what I saw. I saw these pack of guys and they act real hard.
And what they do?
They twist their fingers, say, you know who we are. Said, I don't give a fuck, ain't Snoop Doggy Dog.
Uh-huh.
They keep fucking and it went too far. So Snoopy went straight through the trunk of his car.
He
got his gun and they start running hard. He started firing and then he just charged.
Run, nigga, run, nigga. Duck, nigga, duck, nigga. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, nigga, duck, nigga, duck, nigga. Run, motherfucker, run. Run, motherfucker, run.
Your boss gunshots. It was me that say your boss gunshots. DBG, your boss gunshots. DBC, you know your boss gunshots. Come again now. Snoop Dogg, your boss gunshots. It was me, you know your boss gunshots. Come again now. DBC, your boss gunshots. DBG, you know your boss gunshots.
You're listening to Theater.
Go ahead, clip. Come on, girls.
That sounds wrong.
There you go. More clapping. You want more clapping? There you go.
You're really so great.
Stop tapping my booty.
Sorry.
Hold on. Let me.
Yeah, it's funny how you could write me a bunch of stuff, but now you're turning red.
I am blushing, man.
I'm turning blue.
Hold on. Let me take a picture of this so everybody can see.
I want to thank everybody. This is the Piñata Hour with your host Lee over here.
Piñata or piñata?
Piñata.
Piñata or some people have it. They call it pinata.
Pinata.
And I'm like, rice and beans, please, with it.
Either way works for me.
And I got Frank Lopal, my friend and DJ. He's always here.
Good evening.
All right. Good evening. Will sounds sexy here. Yeah, yeah. Look at it. She's just like, she was down, looking down. She just looked up.
That? Like, who's that voice?
That was me right here.
Ooh.
That was me and Lee.
And I have Teresa White.
Wyatt.
Yeah, Wyatt.
Like wider.
Thank you.
Like wider.
Pronounce it right.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just moved here into this country about 2 weeks ago.
Give him.
And it's kind of hard.
What's part of
that? Where'd you come from?
Melissa's here. Yay.
Oh, hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
She just walked in. We have another model. So how many models are we going to have here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right.
We're waiting for Lindsay.
Yeah, one more. And it's,
Lindsay.
We also have Leo Machado in the house.
Leo.
What's up, Leo? He just finished eating a delicious Subway.
Oh, you didn't share.
It looks good. Yeah, he didn't give me a piece.
Model.
I'm like, come on. I'm hungry, too. He's like, nah, man. Get you on. Anyway, so we here at the Piñata Hour Studios, actually skidrowstudios.com.
Yay.
Thank you.
In Skid Row.
Yeah, in Skid Row. We used to be in Skid Row.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't Skid Row. That was a nice penthouse.
If you walk down the street, it's Skid Row.
Who's going to the event on Sunday? Are you guys going to the event on Sunday with Chuck D?
Oh, yeah.
The hip-hop Skid Road.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Is it Chuck D or Public Enemy?
Chuck D, okay. Public Enemy. He's right. From Public
Enemy.
Yeah.
But I thought it was everybody.
Well,
are you guys
going to
be? Are you guys going?
I'm going.
Yeah,
hi.
You're going?
Maybe.
Chuck D. King T.
Cypress Hill.
Kid Frost?
Kid Frost. Yeah. Mellow Man Ace.
Yeah.
Kid Frost?
Yeah, dude, he's still around.
Really?
Yeah.
How weird.
I think that was his only hit.
Vanilla Ice?
It's a good hit, though.
Like Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. Hey, 50 minutes of fame.
Hey.
But talking about fame, let's talk about you guys right now a little bit.
Yay.
Let's do a little bit of intro.
Okay.
Let me start with you. Next to Frank is...
Norba Michelle. Hello, world.
Hello.
Get to know me.
Nice.
I'm acting like they could see me. Well, just look at my Facebook picture.
But is it because you're a model, you think everybody's like, what?
Everybody's right. Yeah.
But now they're listening to your voice.
That's right. So let me make it more sexier. Hey, world.
Hey.
Hey.
Hola.
How are you?
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
And then, what was your name again?
My name is Samantha Davis.
Oh, I like your voice, Samantha Davis.
Why, thank you.
And then, you want to be Leo, you want to be a model too tonight?
Hey, no, you can. You say you can.
All right, and then.
And I'm Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
I like your pictures.
Thank you.
Lots of people made a lot of comments over of you. Look at Teresa, she's just laughing. Look.
I had to show the sexy ones, you know. I'm in the right business, right?
Oh, yes. No, yes, you are.
Hands up. Like,
amen. Hands up. If you guys can't see, his hands are up in the air.
Yeah, hands up.
And
hands
feet.
Up. He's doing the Dodger wave.
Yeah. Oh, let me get up now. Sit in my chair. Okay, I'm in my chair now.
Why are you popping a bone?
What, you got a boner?
Huh?
Never mind.
That's why the table's
raised.
No. No, that's why I told her to, you know, stay to my left a little bit. Remember I was telling you earlier, scoot over to my left because
you need some space.
I'm
I need some room. I need some room.
Hi.
Well, your personality is contagious.
Oh, thank you.
You know?
And I'm Teresa, who he's talking to.
Yeah. She's to my left.
To my left. To the left. To the left.
To the right. To the left.
All right, so we're going to do a little bit of a Frank LaPaul set here, and then we're going to come back and talk to you ladies about your profession and what it's all about being a plus-size model. You know, not that many people know about this, you know.
So about plus-size models?
Yeah.
Everybody well, nonetheless.
Yeah, but, you know.
We just got BET. What is it, ripping the runway?
Right.
Ripping the wind.
So we're going to go ahead and do some...
We just see more Mexicanas, Latinas that are plus-size models out there. Matter of fact, who is a Latina plus-size model that I can think of?
Teresa Wyatt.
Well, I'm half-breed. I'm half-breed. But I still count. I'm going to be the famous Mexican plus-size, Mexican, Chicana Negra.
Yeah. Beyond, like the new Beyonce, but, you know, like the plus-size model. Why not?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Beyonce's not skinny. She's a good.
Oh, so he's saying that Beyonce is plus size?
No, I'm saying,
he's just seeing the thighs.
Like,
he doesn't
this is more of a Michelle, by
well,
the way.
Well, no, there's
she just had a baby,
too.
So she's she tall, is kind of right. plus size.
No, Beyonce's right probably like 5'6".
Oh,
she's
okay.
Short.
Right,
she's not like us, 5'11".
All right.
5'9".
I thought she was a tall girl.
No.
And heels.
With the heels.
Yeah. Heels.
All right, so we're going to go here and hear some music. You ready?
See.
Okay.
What's that mean?
Is this Frank LaPaul?
Yes.
We're
going to
come
yes.
back here at Piñata Tower and SkidRowStudios.com.
Hey, yo, man, my label mate Don Newkirk, man. Step to him.
Thanks, Serge. And now for the Prime Minister.
Facially, third basal express, KMD, three blind mics on sight. Zev Lover gave it the first light. A grin shows a trick up a sleeve. What a tangled web they weave. Deceive is stupefied through fable. Say, let's make a deal at the dinner table. Put you on tour, put your record on wax.
Trust me!
Sign your life on the X. You exit XOR, but what you really get? A box of Newports and Puma sweats. Text feeds and frowns upon Emis. To give up gas face, he drinks from a thermos. Sub Rock could at you with a clipper. Gas face giving, I beg to differ.
Pete, that was real tough, man, but I gotta get serious now. Hey, yo, Don, step to him again.
Everybody, MC Search.
Black cat is bad luck. Bad guys with black. Must have been a white guy who started all that.
Make the gas face.
But old little white lies. My expression to the mountain is blue eyes deform my face and shake my skull cap. Dismiss the myth that evil is not black but opposite spectrum. This done by red man with horns on his head. Lay down the ill plan, got all his helpers. Said make it snappy. Tell all the people that their hair can't be nappy. Blind and blue eyed, a dark skinned heifer G. A disease created by leprosy. Don't speak of bleach, bend them to right. Say it was night way before the light. Put aside spooks, search leaves a trace of setup correct with the effect of the gas face. Next up, Don.
A special appearance by KMD's Zev Love X.
a gas face. Can either be a smile or a smirk when a pair's a monkey wrench to work when clock work. Kirk, it is good to the rim of my cup. Don't tempt me, you're empty. So fill her up as I'm talking coffee or cocoa. Is you loco? Cash or credit for unleaded? That's a no-go. KMD and third base is this ace in the hole. I mean soul. So make the gas face. Damn, it looks good. You look like your host was a ghost from your grill, but still, what's the new fad to recollect to our passing phase? The back days, the 80s, death up on my label reads good. Street, my habit patented, no pick any card or no rabbit from my hat. Never a magician if I ever trick him.
Oh, shit.
Another gas face victim.
That is, young fellas, man. Why don't you want to the mic? Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
No más pa' que aprendas con el bigote topas, payaso con ropas. No estés tan tranquilo que pronto te toca. Te traigo entre ojos y los traigo rojos. El diablo anda suelto entre todos los locos. Detente y comprende lo que te conviene. A mí no me mientes ni puedes lo mientes.
¿Me comprendes, Méndez? No sé por qué no entiendes que en este momento tú no me sorprendes. ¡Harto estoy! Conciencia no te deje razón, no sabes lo que tengo yo en la mente. Es algo difícil, pues corto corriente, ambiente ardiente y puño en la frente. Humo que sube y no es suficiente.
No habrá más respuestas, solo acertijos. Yo sigo tan fijo y tú estás en el piso. Se me acabará algo, seguro del hijo. Te traigo en la mente, solo de repente. No juegues conmigo, te trueno la frente. No pocos y locos, son muchos a poco. Saluda a lodo, consérvalo todo.
No es sencillo estar parado en la tierra. Con toda esta loquera, no hay ni manera. Va a explicar por qué del brinco cada vez que oigo el ritmo. Que entra en la azotea y ruedas te abrigo.
Mírame los ojos, verás lo que soy.
Thank you.
lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How, nigga, my last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
if
it.
You ain't up on
things. Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beats bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends.
Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets. Signed Eminem, Hayes, triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I sleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring a fire to you soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acrobatics. Swap meets, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I get
still. Still, I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly bitch,
yes.
Lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still, hitting them counters in them lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap, nigga.
Play something. Play okay. Something.
I don't know. Shit.
Are you messing up, Frank?
Is it the mics are on right now?
Yes, it was me.
Okay, yeah, the mics are on. Okay, so we're back here at Piñata Hour. We cut the music like that because we hit ghetto like that. So anyway,
that's
nice. Yeah, that's nice.
We got gremlins. I don't know, something's going on with this.
That's cool, man. Fuck it. Anyway,
are you telling me this is not Power 106? Oh, I forgot. Skid Road. Skid Road. Hey.
You know.
It's all right.
I got cussed out on the way in here by someone outside. I wouldn't give him a quarter.
What?
And really? There was two other guys checking out my butt. He says, I don't give a F about your butt. I want a quarter.
Hey, that's pretty good because they could have hit you up for $5.
Yeah, you know.
I've actually gotten hit up for $7.
Damn, because you look like a baller.
That was hell.
You look like a baller.
I don't know if you see my
gear.
I look like a terrorist. Like.
No, I look like a terrorist.
Yeah, you look like a terrorist.
Me, no, yeah.
Yeah.
My friend Henry told me to shave my beard. I was like, why, dude?
I have to say two shout-outs.
I just want to keep you safe.
I have people on my Facebook that I want to say shout-out to Patty. Good luck on your television show.
Hey, Patty.
And to Matthew. I said your name. Brat. Okay, that's it.
That was nice.
Oh, and Jason Lee, who is on my Facebook. Frank, he said... He wants to hear us more than he wants to hear Snoop.
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee.
Oh, Jason?
To Bruce Lee?
Tell Jason that this is the Piñata Hour show.
Yeah,
we only
but
have 2 hours.
He wants to get the candy that's in the piñata, and we are the dulce.
The candy.
So therefore, dulce. Knock the damn shit down.
tell him to call in.
Yeah, tell him to call in.
This is
not
Power 106, so we won't get taxed if
Come
we
on.
Cuss. Or
tell him to
a little booby. You know,
I'll give him a piece of my fucking mind.
You guys can go all out here. No big deal.
It's all good. Too bad they can't see us.
Well, you know what? Oh, I want to give a shout out to someone, too. My friend Adam Weiss had a show here last night. Ham and Everything.
Yeah,
and it was a pretty good show, man.
Yeah,
great success for those dudes. They're going to start doing a show here every Tuesday. And they do hip-hop. They do, like, local stuff, underground hip-hop.
What time?
I think from 9 to 11.
Oh, okay.
It all depends how loaded they get. But it's from 9 to 11. Yeah. So.
That's cool.
And, Frank, you were telling me off the air that...
That was lovely.
That,
sorry.
Wow. No, it's nice, dude. It's nice. I can't wait to get mine. Everybody drink on. Come on.
We're drinking.
That's why I turned my face that way.
He's drinking Victoria, Modelo, Budweiser, and Tecate. Damn, I think we have.
Hey, don't forget that brand right there.
We have a beer sitting in front of me. I'm just staring at the mist on the can.
You know, for Budweiser.
And I like to say I don't have a drink. So,
yeah.
Those are our
can I tell you what Budweiser stands for?
Those are our sponsors.
Do you guys know what Budweiser stands for?
What?
Because you deserve what every individual should ever receive.
Ooh.
Oh.
Bullshit.
I don't,
but you thought about it for a minute.
You know what is bullshit too? What's up with this Coachella bill? Do you like it?
I was like, whatever. When I saw it, I was like, okay, I'm not impressed. You know?
So you were telling me about Black Sabbath being in the bill?
Sabbath was supposed to headline on Sunday, I believe, and you know, got cancer.
Can't look at my beer anymore. Pony. Somebody took that.
Hey, there's more beer over there too. It's like all kinds of brands.
Colder.
So they, I guess, when they went ahead and replaced him with Dre and Snoop.
Oh, shit. It's just filled with them.
They just replaced like that? Wow.
You know what, dude? I really thought that...
Well, you know, he has cancer, right?
No, yeah, but I really thought that they were going to get Van Halen.
Huh?
I really thought they were going to get Van Halen.
Who has cancer?
Since they're...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, who has cancer?
All the guitars from Van Halen. Did you listen to Van Halen? You like Van Halen? No, wait. We're talking about Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused here. Black Sabbath. You like Black Sabbath.
You like Black Sabbath.
I know.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne.
I've heard of him. Oh, yeah.
In the game.
Ozzy.
I know only like one or two songs from back in the days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of them has cancer. They're old too. They're like old, aren't
they? They
70 some plus, 70 plus or something.
They've outlived the Ramones.
70.
Wow.
Ramones are pretty much gone, dude.
Well, what was that? Was that an earthquake or?
I got an email.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, me too.
You get an email, it's an earthquake.
Off the hook nice. Here.
Sorry.
Wow.
So what do you want to know about us in our industry? I mean, do I got to interview you now, or are you going to interview us?
I know.
Like,
Well, you know, I'm trying to talk about something that we can probably, you know, all talk about.
Since I'm not really into Coachella, what about what's up with the 420 show? Are you guys going?
What show? 420?
What?
The Smoke Out Fest.
Yeah. I just learned that terminology the other day. I don't smoke.
We just got back from a 420
I know, people
smoke
who
out.
Smoke.
No, that was probably the smoke out, but then there's the
420.
I don't know. They have so many cannabis events. Yeah. I have no idea.
Do you guys smoke?
No, unfortunately, no. I don't.
You know?
Well, I got a contact high from somebody in here today.
I go for the mellow. No drama, people that just like to kick it, sit.
Well, of course. We might be all fucking high as
natural.
Hell.
I know.
It's chilling.
Contact
but you know what? The same thing happens at Coachella, too.
Yeah, but there's...
I'm not taking sides. It's just like,
actually,
you know.
You know what? I'm into Huero Loco, so yeah, you know, I think I might... Oh, actually, those are different types of hueritos. They're like surfers.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, either. Coachella is held in Indio, and they have like over... Like 100 different bands on
three
stages.
They have Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre performing together. That's a surprise.
They usually do alternative, like Anglo music, and it's kind of like K-rock mixed with like underground bands.
No K-rock.
What is that?
Then I'm not educated, but you tell me anything about K-rock, I'll tell you about all the
educated.
Older shows.
No, I know. Coachella is like, it's a mix of music from the world. Like, you hear everything from South America,
I'm part of the Vadio, so I only know like...
They have
the headliners are rock bands from K-Rock.
There we go.
Thank you. Wait,
no,
didn't
no.
you just say
these
words?
Come on.
He's
trying
okay,
to
man,
say
maybe.
Station on the air.
Well,
I know. You know, I got to see Radiohead.
You can't put Radiohead like classified Radiohead as a K-Rock band.
Do they have runaway shows there?
You can't say because this is
model shows.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start something like that.
I'm sorry.
Your band.
We're
banned.
That's right.
You need
to
be a size.
You
need
a
plus size
black
band.
They have not seen us to band
us. Yeah,
you're banned.
All right, we need to go back to your interview.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we're going off track.
Yeah, we're talking about something. But anyways, we got it out of the chest.
Coachella.
About the Coachella.
Whatever. I'm going. You know, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go for the party. I love to party. So if anything, I just want to be just. Party.
Oh yeah.
Party.
Anyway, so how do you guys all meet? You But it's annoying to a lot of people. That's how, you know.
Plus Size community is really small. Once you go to a show, you will see everyone at the same shows over and over and over again. So
especially
pretty
here
much.
Yeah.
We all
basically
know each other. Me and Norva started 6 years ago at a fashion show. And then Samantha, Norva, and Melissa, we all did
a show together.
The Miss Plus Top Model competition.
Yeah.
We did a competition.
That was about 5 years ago, wasn't it?
It was like 3 years
ago. So we were
ago.
All.
My first one.
It was
08.
Yeah.
Oh, my
what
God.
What is it?
Well, it's 2012 now.
Well, I've done three.
4 years?
Almost.
One Miss Congeniality for one show, so.
And so did I.
Oh, you did?
No, I won.
Not the same year I won.
No, I won for the best promoter because I went on Mas FM.
Oh, yeah.
And I promoted the plus size community on a Latino
right.
radio
yeah.
station.
I was there with you. It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
With Ramon.
And how far you guys have gone with this? Like, you guys travel? You got out of
travel. I've been modeling since, like, for about 15 years or so.
Wow.
So I started when I was younger, and I've traveled all around.
That's Samantha Davis talking.
Not out of the States, but I've traveled around the States here.
Right.
And I've traveled also.
I've done a little traveling, San Diego, San Jose.
Is there a lot of demand for this type of
actually,
you know, modeling?
There is now. Unfortunately, half of the world is overweight. And that's not a good thing, but hey, the curve sells. People want to see real size people.
People want to see, right. I mean, there's a lot of people that are thicker, curvier. That's they want to see women that look like them and showing different types of clothes that they can wear, not someone who's showing an outfit that they might like, but they can't. They go to the store and they can't purchase
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, plus size women want to be fashionable as well.
I like how society is today, you know? It's like, they go for it. Like, that's why there's a lot of revolutions, I guess, because people are speaking their minds out and just be themselves.
Yeah.
Which is like, maybe 10 years you wouldn't see none of this. Like,
right.
From what you guys are doing to what I'm doing. Look, we're doing a show here. It's a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know, we all collaborate, you know, it becomes a community and start growing.
We've come a long way. We've come a long way.
That's how long it's been already.
You would be amazed at all the undercover men who inbox us.
Yes.
Oh, undercover.
My gosh. Are you available? I'm like, ew, who are you
marrying?
I appreciate
it. Relationships. But I just got to tell you how I love your curves.
Do they come up with like bogus companies? Like, yeah, I'm from Frank Rommel.
Actually, you know what? I'm signed with an agency,
emails.
So most
Frank
of the time.
Yeah, I was going to say
modeling agency. They offer to buy you tickets to big places. So, you know, some things I might take, you know? Just depending on what they offer. But.
I'm like, when did my Facebook become Plenty of Fish? I'm like, God, do I just got to throw a hook? You know what? I get a lot of people that appreciate, like, oh, my God, I can't do it. How do you have confidence? And I'm like, you know what? I don't even really think about it. I just do it. It's like,
right. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. The attitude of today is like from men and women.
Well, you know, a lot of people, my friends, like I have like different types of friends. Like some friends are like, oh, my God. And I'm Teresa. I can't believe you're doing that. I can't believe you showed. And I'm like, why? What's the difference from a skinny model to. And I don't think I'm considered like obese or real fat. I'm just tall and I'm. Big bone.
Yeah.
And I've been a size 12 and I've been a size 20 and right now I'm a size 16, 18. And
I won't tell you my size.
Basically, what I do is
beautiful.
I'm a fit model and basically I go to manufacturers and I get paid to get my size to be made in China to be mass production. So like for instance, these pants right here are sample pants. And then once the designer okays it, then they put it into mass production. So in a way, I feel good knowing that somebody is using my body shape to sell the clothes, if that makes sense.
I like to say, this is Samantha. I just signed on with a new agency for fit modeling as well.
Yeah.
So I have my first shoot on Friday.
Yeah, me too.
Is there something like that for guys?
There's a place called Plus Tall and Size, UCLA, every mall. They have their own.
Sometimes I go shopping, H&M, and I'm like, and I'm not a small dude.
Like
the biggest size they have is like 34 or something. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Like, you know, there's like 21 store called 21 Forever.
Yeah, I go there too.
Forever 21. Yeah. Now they have a division that's called Faith 21.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm going to
say. One of our friends, Denise, she is the main model for Faith 21. She's like doing Macy's.
She's nationwide.
She's doing everything. She like goes.
She's amazing.
Yeah. And
yeah, I saw that like for a while, for the last couple of years. But then that's when I met you. And I saw your profile, and I was like, oh, wait,
Let's bring it in. Who's this negrita? Who's this negrita?
Sexy negrita.
I think you were more into the chocolate than more than into who I was.
Don't hit me.
Piece of pudding.
So, all of you guys, is just we're waiting for one more, right?
Yeah.
All of you guys help each other getting jobs.
Oh,
or
no, we're competition. Actually, we can't help each other.
That's actually the really cool thing about plus modeling. You don't get a lot of the cattiness. We do support each other.
And some people.
Yeah, speak for some. Come across. Our friends do anyway. But
I think the ones who have more success are the ones who are helping each other.
Like what we're doing now.
Yeah, like I said, we've known each other for years, and we've always, if there's something that maybe I think that would be well for them, I will forward it to them and let them know. You know, hey, check this out.
Yeah,
you know, and for you.
We always get messages too from younger girls or women who are interested in doing plus modeling, and it's really good to get someone's help and expertise. And I think that in plus modeling, it's really the only division.
I started young, and I anytime someone inboxes me a question or anything about how did you get started, what do I need to do, like I always try to respond, because I remember when I was starting, I didn't know anything, and then back then there wasn't much about plus size models.
Now I was doing some research on this, and then I noticed too, there's also for it goes from range from the age of really young, right, from like
about 16,
which is 15 teen vote.
I noticed that too, so I was like, okay, this is something, and then it goes all the way up to whatever that is, but have you guys ever, when you do shows, do kids also come by and shows like that, or young girls?
Depending. Like, we've done mall shows.
Actually, all three of us did the Crenshaw Mall, and we did the Fox Hills Mall.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. We've done so many shows. We've done over, 100 runaway shows and stuff. And
you get a variety of people.
Yeah, and people bring out their kids. And I'm always saying, friends, bring your kids, because I grew up and I was chubby as a kid, and people would be like, you're fat, you're this, you're that. And I'm half black, half Mexican, so all my Latina family are size 3, 4, 5. Me, on the other hand, I was, between 11 and 12, and whatever my grandmother was thinking back then, she thought I was fat and I needed to be more skinnier. But the thing is, I could not, because I have black jeans. That's the way I can
see
her.
She's wearing black jeans.
I'm Big Will. My family's Big Will,
And that's go ahead.
Hey, that's the way that's how I compensated in my own head. So anyways, I always tell my friends, expose your kids to different types of women or different types of people that look different than you. Support us, because it's not always, a kid have people like us out in front of them. It's always, they don't always have us to identify with. I didn't have anybody identified with that was a plus size model. Mm-hmm. All my relatives are all, like I said, are all Latinas, and they were all skinny.
Yeah. My relatives are skinny too, believe it or not. My mom is a stick, and is my sister, everyone is small. So.
Well, you know what? There's
I grew up here with thickness.
Here in America, it's been considered one of the countries where there's a lot of overweight people, and everybody has these genes that they tend to grow really fast, develop really fast, especially
women. Hormones.
Especially women.
The milk.
So, the milk, the water. And so I forgot what I was trying to get to. But anyway, so they consider America one of those places where they're not healthy. That's why they're all into that. Get exercise, and they want to sell you all these things and vitamins.
Yeah.
But what they don't know is how the mixes are here in this country.
See, I grew up her and myself, she had stated, she was a thicker girl. I was a thicker girl growing up too. I've never been skinny, but my whole life I played sports. So I was always active, and I still to this day am active. I go to the gym, I work out, I go jogging. So just because you're plus size doesn't mean that you should not work out and keep yourself toned and
lazy.
You still be healthy.
And excuse me, who had a friend that said that somebody posted
call in
Facebook saying that we undereat.
Wait a minute.
Undereat?
She says we could undereat them under the table or something.
Seriously?
Like that. Yeah. How does she know what our eating?
They don't know. They assume that you eat. I don't eat practically anything. It's just, you know.
It's part of, it's who you are. It's exactly. What your genetic is, and it's what your makeup
exactly.
is. I mean, go take a science class.
I work
class.
Out every day.
Ooh, did I just get defensive? I think I did. Sorry.
I look into it right now, but I know what you mean. I know which one you mean.
Yeah.
No, I got emails too.
Tell
people,
them to
call you
know.
In now.
Oh,
that's a beautiful
oh,
picture.
Oh, say something about her friends are always exercising.
More about Michelle.
She says her
you're
friends
really,
are always.
Really, really, really pretty. I mean, all of you guys are pretty, but you know, your pictures here.
Thank you.
Pictures are really nice.
Thank you.
Hey, stop.
We don't know who you're talking to, so we're just going to say thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And that's
compliment.
Melissa Parker.
I can't see.
I'm trying to look for the. I know what you're talking about.
I see the photos.
And she, the one that posted a comment, it was, she came from down the street here, too. She's went to the Fashion Institute School, blah, 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 down the street right here.
Fidem?
I think it's there. Yeah, it's down the street right here. It's a big place, big building. And then when I look into it, but listen, why don't we dance? You guys want to dance?
Yeah, Lindsay's on her way, so Lindsay's
All right, so we're going to have Frank
LaPaul. We're going to open the door for Lindsay.
He's going to drop some hits, some sets, and then we're going to come back with you ladies.
Yeah.
And also, we can have also,
can I say Machado a shout out?
Next. Yeah, go ahead, do your thing.
I want to say a shout out to my cousin Jesse. Jesse Montes that lives in Inglewood, and to all my people that live in the West Side, Culver City, Venice, right, Santa Monica, where else? Just basically all the 405 West.
Well, I want to give a shout out to all my peeps, you know.
And to Melinda. And I have like a bunch of ladies that own their own business, so if I can give a shout out later, you know. It's all about promoting word of mouth.
Come on, go ahead, do it right now. Do some of it right now. Let's do this.
But I gotta do my iPhone. We'll do it. Let me look for their information and then.
Oh, okay. Let me give a shout out then.
Shout out to Lee.
Hey, what's up? This is Lee. I want to give a shout out.
Hey.
I
want to
give a shout out to all the bands tomorrow. We're gonna have Black Elephant, The Vindicta. Who else do we have? Jeez, I didn't even know my own thing.
John Carpenter.
Oh, John Carpenter. Yeah, he's going to be here at Piñata Hour soon, too. He's going to be here in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And Bikini Thrills. They're like a cover band from the original Bikini Kills.
Oh, no way.
It's going to be a good show. It's going to be tomorrow in Los Globos, and that's 3040 West Sunset and Silver Lake. That's going to be done tomorrow. And go ahead.
I wanted to shout out David Aguilar's Remington Moving Storage. He's on Facebook, so go ahead and add him. Like his page.
Move.
David Aguilar, Remington Moving Storage.
Storage Wars.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Oh, and then I have also Mark. He has, it's a protective service and security, personal protection.
I carry a knife.
Hey.
And I know jiu-jitsu.
And his cell phone number, if you have a PIN, is 818-863-0133 or the office, 818-901-0771.
Or you could just hire me.
Protective Service Security.
Frank Leopold's.
Hey. You can hire me too.
Ass whooping services.
Okay, we got to go let Lindsay in. I'll be back.
Yeah, and I also found the comments here from this lady here. Ooh, so we're gonna go here. We're gonna have Frank LaPaul drop a set.
Real quick, what does it say on the count?
Oh, it says something about like first I was like, why is he so large? Oh, yeah. Ha ha ha! And then I read so
large. Really?
They're commenting on Melissa's photo, right?
Why am I so large?
I don't know.
That's a load of.
I think what she's trying to say here, like, why do you like think so like tall and stuff? They think
that
you know.
Yeah, that's what she must admit. Right?
But then she say, "P.S. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. Duh, I forgot to mention that. Obvious. That's what
Thank you.
And then there was another girl here. You got a fan here. She's like, oh, she's so freaking fine. That's Mariel Vasquez.
Oh, thank you,
Mariel. If you're listening, Mariel Vasquez, thank you.
Thanks, Mariel.
And the other girl, her name is Genevieve Gallen. Mm-hmm. Genevieve Gallen. Anyways. All right, so go ahead, Frank, man. Do your thing.
Órale. Bye, vamos.
Peace out.
There is...
Let the speakers speak, David. Speak.
cámaras. La 3, la 1, la 2. ¡Ahí!
casas afuera. Dile por qué ya no baila.
we're back.
Push it.
I'm back here with the plus size models. Here we have a new addition to the crew. And what's your name again?
I'm Lindsay Todd.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi. And let's do another intro here again. Let's Yay. Start with you again.
Norba Michelle, plus size model diva.
Yeah.
Samantha Davis.
Nice.
Lindsay, hello again.
Hello. Melissa Parker.
And Teresa Wyatt.
Ooh,
and who are you?
I'm a plus size dude.
What's your name?
Plus size Billy, actually. And my name is Lee.
I'm Frank. I'm a plus size Mexican.
And who is the other gentleman?
Oh, we also have Leo Machado in the house. I think they can hear you.
He's not a plus size.
He's a
mini nice size.
Bro. I'm just another version of sexy, that's all.
Just another version?
There you go. You know, like in Pokemon, they got different. Yeah, he's one of the different ones. Yeah. So, what's up, Leo? How are you?
So, I'm going to interview Lindsay. Lindsay, how did you get into plus size modeling and how did you come about thinking you would be a success in the industry, if that makes sense?
Oh,
like, where did you get your confidence? Did, like, an angel tap you on the back? Or because you're not from L.A. You're from Louisiana, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm from Louisiana. It kind of found me to a point. I moved out here about 3 years ago, and I was a headhunter, I moved out right whenever the economy crashed. And a friend of my cousin was always like, what? Oh, sorry.
You had your moment.
And, I literally, I was laid off via courier and they brought me my box of stuff and took my computer and it was like this horrible experience. But my cousin was a model and she'd been out here and she's a mid-sized girl. And she had a friend that worked for an agency and she said, hey, you should really check this out. You should submit. And I was kind of surprised. I was like, really? Wait, no, really? But I did. And the next thing I knew, I got a call and it was kind of the confidence of them and the confidence of the really strong women around me that move me into that. And then once I had that confidence, I could go out there and build my book and go from there. So it was a good experience.
So you've been in the game for 3 years.
I've been in the game about 3 years.
And can you tell us what you've done? Because how I met you was through the television. And then I was like, wow, that chick is beautiful. This is Teresa. She's beautiful. Then I saw you on Model Mayhem. And it was actually you and Melissa that did a segment on either ABC or you guys did
Intimacy Bras. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was actually watching Melissa, but then I saw you. So, of course, they had your guys' name on there. So I just looked it up, or I think you were on Melissa's Model Mayhem. Then I requested you as a friend, and 2 weeks later, you walk into the same photo shoot that I did, remember?
Yeah, of course. And then we were just fast friends. And
exactly.
It was on at that point.
That's how the universe works.
Yes.
Have you guys modeled like lingerie?
Oh, yeah. We're famous for that.
Where do you go for that?
You haven't seen the pictures?
I do want to say it's classy lingerie because we don't want to have the image out there that we just would model anything just to get noticed. So we do make sure that we're classy at all times and we pick and choose what we want to model in.
And we work with, how do you say it?
Reputable.
There you go.
Yeah.
Lingerie companies. We just don't do for like anybody that's on Craigslist.
Right.
We all have agents here, so basically
me also earlier you had a you guys get offers like some really nasty for industry or you know some sleazy blah blah blah.
I've
stuff.
Never run into that.
Blah blah
wait,
blah.
Well, repeat your question. What do you mean, like?
No, like you know.
I think people send. Well, for me, I know people are like, hey, hi, how are you? But then what happens is one sentence leads into another. Like, oh, do you think you can do it? And I'm like, what? Excuse me. I'm like, I'm a professional model. I'm not like some kind of...
You're not looking for a hookup, okay?
Or a prostitute, and this is not... Like, I have, like, an agent.
No, I'm talking about, like, porn industry.
They see you guys on, you know, photos, Facebook, whatever, your website.
They will approach you, but it's, you know...
Some people have misconception. They're like, oh, well, what else do you do?
Or soft porn. I mean, you know.
Right. No, they have misconception. Yeah. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, we are professional models. Yeah. I mean, it's like, what's the difference from modeling Old Navy to... Who's the company you work with?
Which one? Oh, Limited?
No, the...
I used to work for them.
No, I'm talking about the model.
So you guys do get approached?
Oh, Shirley approach Hollywood. For them. Yeah, Shirley Hollywood.
Shout
Hollywood.
Out to Shirley of Hollywood.
We get approached. Actually, we get friend requests from females, and they're dressed in certain outfits and stuff because they figure if you're a plus model and they're trying to promote themselves, so they'll send their pictures with half naked stuff on, and I won't even accept them as a friend because to me, you're going to trash me looking that way on my page. And I don't want people to, you know, I don't want to be portrayed as this is what I, you're right, a hooker, a slut, you know, any of that. So
I think,
you know,
that I see even actresses or models that they behave a certain way. You know, women always sometimes they get like, you know,
typecast.
Doesn't matter.
I remember I went to a club and I walked in and this guy looked at me and he was like, "You're Teresa." And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Wow, aren't you overdressed?" And I was like, "What the fuck does that mean?" I was like, "What the?" He goes, "Well, you know." And I was like, "No." I'm like, "Okay, is that all you
at
do?"
At a club. You were at a club, right?
I was at a club. Okay. And this guy was like...
Did you know him?
No. He knew.
Scary.
Yeah, he goes, "You're Teresa, right?" And I'm like... And matter of fact, he was a rapper. And he was performing that night. He goes, and I looked at him and I'm like, "Huh?" He goes, "Aren't you overdressed?" And I looked at him and I was like... This is how I dress. That's work. And I'm here, like, on playtime. Like, this is... I'm here to kick it with my friends and have a good time. And I just...
So you were offended.
I was very offended. I was like, okay, first of all, get your mind out the gutter, fucker. And I don't know you, and you don't know me. And if you're judging me by a picture, well, then, you know what? You're very small-minded.
Exactly.
Because if you see on my page, it says professional model. It shows different events. It shows different runway shows. I mean, you don't see me, you know...
trashy looking.
Yeah, you know.
But
like,
I think that's where they see, they think we're easier because we're plus size and they think that we have low self-esteem. So men think they can hit on us. Yeah, that we're easy to get at, you know?
Like, we have no way
right there, right?
That's some very intelligent.
Some of the finest men in the world.
I'm speaking from the men's size. Like, I know all kinds of dudes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all colors, all sizes.
Right.
And they don't care.
I'm from the...
They don't care.
Okay, so let's... Okay, put it this way.
They just hit anything. They're like...
Okay, we all... Even
we're
though
just walking hard on...
Even though we are plus-size models, we all have a full-time job. Because basically, you know, we are in competition. Or not competition, but there is other models. And when you go to a casting, there's like 15, 20 other girls. Well, modeling's not paying my everyday living habit. Yeah, so Samantha's
right
a teacher. I work at a residential drug treatment center full-time.
Part-time, I work at a store selling hair extensions.
And you?
I'm a headhunter.
And you?
I'm just a model. I do. I make my living right now off of modeling.
Okay.
And the paid gigs I get.
What about you, Frank?
Me? I'm an astronaut during the week. On the weekends,
well, the thing is that we're still striving to do our dream, you know, and we still work a full-time job. So, I mean, we still have to be professional because when we go back to work, we don't want our coworkers to talk about us. You know, so either way, I'm going to make sure that I uphold my professionalism.
I mean, with me being a teacher, I definitely, you know, we were talking about lingerie photo shoots. I have to be professional showing up to school. I don't look the same way I do in photos as I do when I go teach my class.
Yeah, that's the that's one thing. You know, it's like
all over her. Miss Davis.
You know, and it's hard, you know, living out your dream because, you know, thank you to my coworkers for always, Jackie and Michelle, for always covering for me because they actually saved my life because, you know, I work a full-time job and I actually have to have my coworkers cover for me so that I can go to auditions because this is not an easy job. I mean, I'm going up against like 15, 20 girls at a casting call. Sometimes if it's a cattle call, which is like anybody can come.
It's a tough business.
It's a tough business. Yeah. And people think like, oh, it's so easy. And I'm like, oh, God, only if you wish.
Oh, it's so not easy.
It is not easy. I mean, I could see Melissa. I could see Samantha. We're like, oh, we're all going for the same.
You show up to an audition. You're like, oh, hey.
You know,
I used to work for someone. They used to say,
so when
oh,
you guys, when you guys audition, can you give me like an example? How will you audition? Like for,
well, me,
for me, like, you got to walk the runway. Actually, so you can walk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Me and Samantha actually did the Jessica Simpson television show.
Yeah.
And that was actually
The Price of Beauty. It was televised, her finale runway show for Jessica Simpson.
And that was actually fun. Yeah, because we got
there was only
to meet
like
her.
4 plus size models, and she was basically showing how beauty comes in all shapes and sizes and different cultures. And I don't know if you saw the show. She traveled around the world to show how beauty is different.
Right.
And no matter where you come from.
But we had fun. Yeah, we had fun. When did we do that? Like 2-3 years ago?
It was about 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. So we met Jessica Simpson and her hairstylist, Ken Pav.
I don't know.
There's so many. Yeah, but we were the lucky 4 plus size women to be on there. So that was cool.
Is there a website or a place they can like look for you guys?
You could find me on.
You guys have like a portfolio in there? Or
I have Model Mayhem. You can find me on Model Mayhem. Model Mayhem Samantha Facebook. Davis plus model.
Or Teresa Wyatt. Everybody knows me, so you can just see me at a club.
I have a website. Everybody knows me. I have a website, melissaparker.net. I haven't updated in a while, but I'll get to it.
Okay.
But you can find my Facebook and Twitter through there.
And what yours?
LindsayGrayTodd.com.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I
have it. And a plus size model, is there like different...
sizes?
Yeah, different sizes and different...
For me... I'm between a 16 and 18, so I do a lot of fit modeling. Like I said, I do manufacturer companies. I'm behind the scene, and I'm also in front of the scene. But I also want to get into acting, too. So I want to be an actress. So right now I'm just, like, learning the basics of, like, commercials and stuff. And I've done 2 movies. I did a reality TV show that basically right now they're shopping to different networks, which I play a plus-size diva that likes thugs, and I go to a halfway house and I get busted for cocaine and stuff.
Hey,
so I get busted for cocaine, and so basically and I do actually underground Latino. One of my friends is a producer, so whenever he's casting for actresses, he always throws me in there. So it's always funny because you always see like the brown black girl running in. It's like, oh, wait a minute, isn't this a cholo video? You know, and it's like you see like that one, I'm like, yeah, they're making fun of me, you know. So I'm kind of like, I guess to tease me, I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Have you guys seen the movie Precious?
Actually I met her, I did the movie.
It was a very interesting movie where people went to see it.
I'm happy for her success,
right?
Because she is a plus size. She's a
She opened the door for a lot of people.
But a lot of people now think that they can model now because of her. And I mean, I'm not knocking anyone's inspiration, motivation, but we do want to be taken seriously also.
Right.
And I think that, you know.
You don't have
but
to
you know what? You guys are, all of you guys, all of you guys are beautiful.
You don't have to show TNA if you understand what that
you
means.
You don't have to show a lot of TNA to get into this industry.
You do not. Believe me, I have like a lot of people like, well, what about if I do this? And I'm like, seriously, I'm a.
You guys share the same opinion?
There are a lot of. Well, I mean, I do share the same opinion. And I was gonna say, I mean, like she said, we were all agency signed. There are size requirements as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to stay proportional. You need to you get measured when you get signed to that agency.
Yeah.
Right.
You need to keep to your measurements. You know, there are requirements. Although, you know, she Precious was a. You know, voluptuous plus size woman.
Because I think that story could have been done also.
But she's not
in
a model;
regular,
she's an actress.
Regular.
There's a difference.
Exactly,
she's more of an actress than a model.
And she's shown she's a natural actress at that. She's very talented.
I seen like how she behaved like behind the scenes.
That was her first acting job. It was amazing. She's only about 23 years old.
Actually, I met her at the Ludacris show. She's really nice. Yeah,
she is.
Well, not Ludacris, but it was his A-list event, and I was the hostess.
Are you guys still also want to pursue the acting as well?
I've done acting as well.
So have I.
I actually just shot 1,000 Ways to Die a couple weeks ago.
So, 1,000 Ways to Die?
Yeah.
That's my favorite show.
She plays a criminal.
Let's see how people are going to die this time. So silly how they die.
I was an inmate, but I wasn't the one who died, but I was an inmate in a female prison.
Oh.
The black people always die.
I know,
she survived.
I thought that was Halloween.
I made it.
The white guy's always the one, what is that noise? Let's go investigate.
I know.
Come on, Bob.
Deeper and deeper in.
Let's go right up the stairs.
Huh?
I want to sing now.
Oh, he wants to sing.
Oh, Leo, yes, sing to me.
Yeah, he's giving me.
I came all the way from the east side, man.
Oh, man, that's like 2 minutes from
here. Oh, you know what it is?
To sing one song.
You know what it is? People are requesting him on his Facebook. Look, at I can see that.
I know, it's like, when are you going
to
sing?
Can I say, I've known Leo for like the past 10 years. I used to be a groupie for his band, Viva el Malpache.
For the other guys.
whatever.
Jesse's groupie.
Yes, that's right. Free drinks at Mel's Bar.
Everybody asks me, where's Jesse? I don't know.
All right, so we're gonna go with Leo Machado in the second hour. I want to thank you, ladies, for coming down.
Thank you. That's really nice of you guys.
Thank you.
So people get to know.
And can I say really quick how this all manifested? Because you know, Frank thinks I'm a weirdo, anyways, on Facebook, because he's always like commenting. But it's funny how I wanted to have my own radio show. I asked Frank, hook me up. And I've only known Frank for 10 years, but I'm really good friends. I am good friends with Eric. But always in passing in clubs and like, yo, what's up? How are you? This and this and
what
that.
Who did you talk to be on the show tonight?
No, I didn't talk. I emailed you. Uh-huh. Then when you gave me the program manager's name.
Okay, yeah.
Then popped up on my Facebook saying, yo, I want to book you. And I was like, huh?
Okay.
So then I said to your program, I don't need you anyways. I already got the host. He's going to put me on. But I still need him because I want my own show. But yeah, and I was like, you see how that works in Divine? Like, I know you because of Eric and because of Mal's Bar and being at, you know, the...
That's Los Angeles right there.
The Spanish rock scene. And
it's not that big of a city, but, you know.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, word of mouth.
It looks smaller now. It's
what do they
smaller.
Always say? Yeah. One source? One source?
The what?
One source? I don't know. I was trying to say something that was like smart. But anyways, thank you, Frank. Thank you
for having me. I just want to say for all you guys who are aspiring to become, whether it be models, actors, actress, whatever you are, you know, just stick to it. Don't worry about what people say or think about you, the way you look. You know, just be motivated and, you know, inspired and just keep climbing to the top because you can do whatever you want to do. It's not a
that is
looks.
Very true. You're yeah, coming from Teresa Michelle. From the Barrio del Copper City. I was saying, I had to just throw that in, act like I was like a cholita.
There you go.
Oh, that's right. Those are my homies right there. See, I want to be a black Chicana. I mean, a black Chola in a movie. Sign me up, anybody. I'm ready. I'm ready to say, orale, what's up, homie? What's up, Frank? Frank, why do they dress like that? They're 30 out of the barrio.
If you're over 36 and you're still dressing like that.
Hey, kick back. I like the Pendletons and the white Dickies. Not the white Dickies, the white shirts.
You're just asking for it.
Just find out.
Hey.
All right, so we're going to have Leo Machado up next. We're going to go to Frank LuPaul right now, and then we're going to come back with Leo Machado. He's going to perform a little song here for us. He's going to do an acoustic, and it's going to be a fun show, man. Thank you for coming down.
We'll be back.
All the way from East Los.
I'm
going
to go grab a homeless guy to dance with.
All right, we're going to come back soon then.
Hey, wait, we have a caller.
Oh, we got a caller. Yes. Oh, okay, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? This is Rayo Chihuno, Renard Reynolds.
Hey.
Hello, who's this? Again.
This is Renard Reynolds, a.k.a. Rayo Chihuno. First of all, I just want to give y'all a shout-out. Skid Row Studios and all the DJs in the studio, give y'all a shout-out.
Hey, Reynard.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me on the show. I just want to quickly say, I had the opportunity to work with Samantha. I just want to say she's very professional, very down-to-earth. And, you know, like all the models in there, I give y'all shout out because, you know, some models these days, they pretty much, you know, some of them get the opportunity to meet them. I model too, but some of them, they get the opportunity. Some of them are like snobby, but Samantha was really down to earth. She's pretty cool, man, you know, so.
I give y'all props.
Keep on striving and doing what y'all do.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nice. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Nice.
No problem. Make sure y'all keep up. Appreciate it. Make
He's
sure
a
I just,
well.
You know, oh, yeah? Y'all model too. Also, I play arena football, so make sure y'all stay tuned for that in February and March.
So I hear you're a model too as well, right?
Yeah, he's a model.
Yeah, model and play football, so I got to do both.
Awesome. Be multi-talented. That's what we're talking about.
Two jobs in these days.
Like, I'm a receptionist by day, and I'm a plus-size model by night. My coworkers are like, when do you take these pictures? I'm like, believe me, you don't want to
get the bathroom breaks.
All right,
so we're going to go ahead
and
we'll Frank LaPaul. We're going to come back. Thank you for calling.
Again.
dick lick till the brain piece. It's a new day, but it's the same beast. Hoping that the pain cease. He hoping that your brains leak on the concrete from his heat or from his feet. Is he supposed to maintain peace? Or is it beef like a T-bone steak? They like to see bones break the way they cuff you, the way they hobble through laws. With his foot in your back, screaming probable cause. Not only do flaws occur when you serve and protect, you swear to project bullets that don't deserve to connect to bystanders and perpetrators of a lesser crime. Evil that you shine will never stand the test of time. Let's defy brutality in its entirety. Most unnecessarily, something it's a fantasy. I think it's tragedy how we let the people who we call protectors inflict and oppress.
we all just got signed in the same agency.
Yeah. Crazy. That's funny. Piñata, and we're back. What's up?
You got the phone thing up?
I don't know. I don't know where it is. So I had to look for it. But anyway, we have Leo Machado in the studios right now. And what's up, Leo?
What's up?
Nice for you to come down. Thank you for being patient, actually, because I was trying to invite you. No, for about almost a month. But then, you know, we were out of town.
It was 6 months ago, actually.
Six months ago? No, it wasn't 6 months. You're bullshitting. No, that's bullshit. No, it was a couple, like maybe a month. But anyways, we're back here, and I'm glad you made it.
I'm glad I made it.
Yeah. So you got some new stuff. You just recorded or?
Well, what happens, we've known each other, you and I, for a few years, and it wasn't until last year that I was able to release a solo album with love songs. For those who don't like love songs, so be ready. No, it's interesting. The pop music right now is all about, you know, Lady Gaga and shuffling, which I like.
That's one thing.
Yeah, but I'm very proud about my album. It's in Espanol, solo que las palabras, and you know, it's very influenced by bolero and bands like Los Angeles Negros that came out 4 years ago, playing boleros with funky rhythms.
Right.
And then, you know, I also love classic rock like Led Zeppelin and Queen. So two spoons of that.
Just so you know, people out there, they're listening. Leo Machado comes from I know him for a while. I don't know him that much, but I know he's been out there playing guitar. But you were a bass player though, right?
I used to play bass. Yeah, he plays bass.
This dude plays everything. You play drums too? I'm sure.
No, not drums. No.
All right, but he composes his own music. It's a great writer. I'm always listening to his music at least 2 or 3 times a month.
Thank you, man.
I like your videos, man. I like all of what you guys do.
Yeah, and now I'm learning video editing, so I'm going to do my own video editing.
Well, that's how it is today, man. You got to do everything if you want to come up. But anyways, I just want to thank you for coming down, dude. Also, I noticed you have your guitar, so you're going to...
Yeah, I'm right here. I want to say thank you, Sonia, for setting me up with these two microphones.
She's an expert.
Yeah. She was quick, too. So I'm excited now. Let's do this song. I'm going to play Murió la Flor.
You want to do a song right now?
Yeah, why not? All right, you don't want
to
do that?
No, go ahead. Let's do it. I just want to make sure you're comfortable and ready to go.
Oh, yeah. I already got my little throat thing. No, and this song was recorded 40 years ago for the first time by Los Angeles Negros. So I'm going to play it acoustically right now.
I like that band.
Yeah, they're good.
Funk Dubious did a cover song.
Beastie Boys covered included a song of theirs in one of their tracks.
Sweet.
And Los Tetas from Chile also included in
great
that. So here it goes. This is Murió la Flor.
All right.
Desde hace tiempo espero yo oír tu voz, sentir tu amor. Ya no sé lo que es reír, no sé vivir si tú no estás. Cada rumor que llega a mí me hace soñar que estás aquí. Siento tu cuerpo junto a mí y al despertar tú ya no estás. Murió la flor en mí, tu esencia se quedó. Tu risa infantil, creo escuchar las noches frías son, no brilla más el sol desde que tú no estás.
soñar que estás aquí. Siento tu cuerpo junto a mí y al despertar tú ya no estás. Murió la flor en mí, tu esencia se quedó y tu risa infantil. Creo escuchar las noches frías son, no, no brilla más el sol desde que tú no estás. Llorando estoy.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Did you ladies fall in love again?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah?
Makes me think love is still alive.
I hope love's still alive.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just going to give you shout outs to Melissa Parker. We just became friends on Facebook right now.
Yeah, I added like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice. Requested him.
I that was a nice set, friend. Man. What's the name of the song again?
It's Murió la Flor.
Murió la Flor? All right. You have a mic right there.
It's cool.
Yeah. No, you're gonna just because so we can talk.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this.
That's why you're here, man. I want to, know what's up with you.
Well, this is very exciting. When you told me to come into the show,
right.
I've been excited about it. And then you tell me that Teresa Wyatt and all these beautiful ladies are here, and it's really awesome. I'm trying to keep my posture, is the word.
Right.
I'm trying to stay cool.
Hey, I saw one of your videos that you went down to Tijuana.
Yeah, and what happens is like as soon as the album was released, I made plans to go out of town to the best of my ability. And I've been in Hartford and New York thanks to Giovanni Blanco. So shout out to Giovanni Blanco, from Everyone Mapache,
yeah.
Some of you guys know. And also I went to Tijuana and I shot. We were there with little camera, man. And we were like, you know what, just let's shoot the town because there is a thing about Tijuana. I have this love for that city. And the past few years, things went down really bad. And it's kind of bad all over the place. Mexico also. Right. By the way, I'm not Mexican, but it's cool to have access. Centro America. I'm Nicaraguan.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nicaraguan.
And that's the reason also, I know I'm jumping from topic to topic, but that's the reason I covered, I included Almohada. Some of the people who listen to Latin pop music, they know about Jose Jose and that he has a song
called
Almohada.
Oh, yeah.
But this Almohada was composed by a Nicaraguan songwriter.
Hmm.
So, and one of his tours to Central America, at the end of the 70s, he came across this song and recorded it. So, that's my tribute to Adán Torres. And Jose Jose, of course.
And I know this is the past, but how was Viva Mapache? You guys had a great success here in L.A.
That's a kind of a sweet and sour topic for me. And Teresa knows also because we were friends back then.
We still are friends.
We're still friends, yes. Yeah. We just haven't spoken in a while, so I feel, disconnected. Right. But
hey, we're always connected.
So I noticed that I know that dude Gio Blanco is... he used to be on LA TV, I think. He used to be on
That's Savage. Right, yeah. That's right. And now we're going to start talking about Giovanni. He's like working on all kinds of stuff now, so that's pretty cool.
We're here for Leo.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, he's like, I like Bill Mapache.
Yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't be here if I knew Bill Mapache.
That's right.
See you guys show.
Looking back, I see Viva Mapache as school.
Because
I learned so much.
I've been through a couple of bands and I know how to do this. I'm doing this now. I never planned it. I was just like, so now what are your plans right now? I mean, are you going to go you gone to South by Southwest?
This is the thing, man. And I keep telling people as much as I can every time. My, my accessibility to things are, you know, limited. So within those limits, I work. Mm-hmm. You know, you could even apply to play at places. I'm calling it apply, but send your album, say your, you know, and not everybody takes it. Not everybody's welcome to it. And I understand it because this is odd. My album is odd in the world of Latin pop music right now, because, you know, it's kind of old school music, and, you know, but it's okay. I'm very grateful for internet, and this is an example. Your radio show is an example. Exactly. I'm grateful for that because you can reach people. I'm right. Using YouTube. I'm learning video editing so I can direct my own videos, and I can get to people like that.
Right.
So,
and you know, now we have the podcast now, which is,
yeah,
give the ability to people to choose what they want to hear. You know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, your radio show is an example of the accessibility to people.
Right.
And you're asking me what, you know, what are the plans, and it's been a rough year, 2011, but at the same time, it was the year that we released the album, and we knew it was going to be tough.
When you say releasing, are you getting help from somebody? Or?
Well, the co-producer in the album is Oscar Coronel, and we released the album through his independent label.
Right.
So, if you guys want the album, you can check it out online too.
Yeah, where can they go and download it?
Well, they can go do it through iTunes.
Right.
You can buy it from Amoeba Music if you're in LA. You can actually order from Amoeba Music and they will send it to you. You can order it from our website, leomachado.info,
right,
because somebody took .com. So,
fuck it.
Yeah.
Hey, but just so you know, if you want to see him play live, he's going to play at Los Globos on the 31st.
That's right.
Yeah, it's going to be Tuesday at Los Globos here in Silver Lake. It's going to be Leo Machado, Aparato, which is another great band.
I've been playing with a whole band, but that day we're going to do an acoustic set with Cajon.
Right.
Cajon and maybe another guitar player. Cajon.
So. Did you see that video I sent you about the...
I did, man. Oh, the Peruvian guy.
Yeah, the Peruvian Cajon player. He's, yeah,
that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Cajon,
yeah,
player who sings really well.
One of my favorites. Great.
What's his name again?
Sambo Cabero. He's like an African American Peruvian African.
Yeah.
Criollo. It's criollo.
I didn't know
his music
word,
is criollo.
I didn't know the word African whatever.
Criollo. That sounds
I
like
knew
a
about
dish.
The Japanese, yeah, side.
I always used to call it criollo, which is like mixed, but yeah, he's great. Really talented dude.
That's cool.
Really, really.
Yeah, man, we're getting ready for 2012 in regards of the Leo Machado thing. You know, we're going to do videos, home videos. We're going to release it on YouTube and, you know.
Do you need models?
Oh yes.
Models, not just any. Put some real women in those videos.
No, you know what? I'm going to take the opportunity right now,
yes,
that you guys were talking about very interesting things. You know, the ladies were talking about very interesting stuff. There, it's not only we're living on a new century now, but and
yeah,
still we're there's that thing about not accepting everybody equally. I recently got a hold of a video where a lot of like these children were being interviewed, and they pretty much wanted to be white instead of black.
Yeah.
But if you look at them, they all, you know, Native American looking kind of, or mestizos.
Right.
Jorge and is
so
on the line
for this
Leo.
Year.
Oh, hey, dude, you got a caller right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, let's get, who's Jorge?
Let's go to the radio.
Yeah,
let's get
up,
Jorge.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Jorge?
Jorge de la Paz. Just want to call and congratulate Leo on all his success. Man, you guys have a great show,
too. I can't hear Jorge right here in my headphones. What's
can
up?
You hear Jorge now?
Yeah, can you hear me now, Leo?
I can hear you. This is not even like telephone. I can hear you, man.
Nice.
What's up, brother? I just want to call and congratulate you, man, on all your success, your amazing music. You know, you are inspiring a lot of people. And, you know, I love your stuff, man. I really look up to you as a musician. And I'm just, you know, really excited for what the future has in store for you, man.
Thank you so much, man. I'm realizing this is Jorge de la Paz. Jorge is plays with a band called Canvas, and this is funny because I have approached Jorge in the past because I want to, you know, include his band in the show. So, coming up, man. Thank you for calling, bro.
Thanks for calling,
man.
Man.
Thank you for everything. And hey, guys, you guys have a great show too. And,
oh, thanks, man.
You know, keep rocking, man.
Tell your friends about this show, man, because, you know, we want to bring up the local LA scene artists.
So, Jorge,
hey, man,
everything.
Spread
the love everywhere.
I have to ask you, Jorge, what do you think of the girls?
What I think of the girls?
Come on.
Yeah, you can see some of the girls on my page online.
Yeah, no, man, they're all banging, man. I got love for all of them.
Right,
yeah.
I like that banging.
Girls, that's positive, right? That's positive.
High five.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I got love for tall, short, skinny, fat. I don't care, man.
Hey, yeah, see, I was telling you, ladies, don't care. But anyways, all right, listen, we have more callers here.
Yeah, let's take
all right, let's take another caller here.
You guys have a great one.
All right, thank you for calling. Let's take call number one. This is Diamond. Is Diamond there?
Diamond Dave.
Hello? No, Diamond. How about caller number two? It's calling Davis. Calling from Fremont.
Hi, yes.
It's Davis?
Hi, yes, my name is Diamond
McLean. Oh, hi.
Hi. Diamond.
Hi, Diamond.
Hi, Diamond.
Oh, you're calling here for the models. Nice.
How you guys doing? Miss you.
Miss you too, beautiful.
Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. I was just calling to say hey, and you guys are doing a wonderful job. I'm so proud of both of you. You guys are so beautiful, and you guys are doing such a great job. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Thank you, Diamond.
My mom's right here. Hold on.
Hi, Mama.
Diamond is an awesome model as well.
Oh, yeah. She's not plus size, but she's awesome.
Yeah.
Model.
Nice. So,
hi, Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mama. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'll be home late.
How you guys doing?
She had us freaked out in one of the shows we did, and she had the awesome little gear for it was a great show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a thematic show.
It
was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, also,
All right, thank you for calling in.
Really wow.
Love ya.
We have another caller here. It's a BBW lover.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Put him up.
Yeah, that's Therese right there. Say, put him on.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Anthony Warren's on the other line, and I think he's one of the girls here.
He's a designer.
Talk to Anthony.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's put Anthony through.
Talk to Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. This is Lee from Piñata Hour.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm surrounded by beautiful women here.
What's up, Anthony?
Well, you're enjoying my work. This is what I do all the time.
All right. You hiring? You need an assistant? Yeah. A driver? I know how to mow the lawn, too.
Just imagine being around about 40 of them on a daily basis.
Damn. Yes, you are. Oh, we have another caller. Who's this?
What the hell?
Finally.
Who is that? I was going to say, Anthony was he's a clothing designer for Anthony Warren Clothing. He designs clothing for Bettina and Plus Size.
Yes.
Wow. Is that still you?
This is another person.
No, that's not me, but I love BBWs.
Oh, we got both of them on the line?
We all sit. Yeah.
Let's do it.
You know what I love more than BBW, though?
What?
DJJ. Matt Time Radio, Sundays, 6 to 7 p.m.
Plugging himself.
Hey, where's Leo? Where's that Nakatamal at?
He's right here, man. He's here.
What's up? Head back. I'm listening.
Yeah, this is Leo right now with you.
Hey, Leo.
Talk to me, man.
Nice song, dude, but let's go get a Nakatamal somewhere, dude.
Let's do it Sunday, though.
What is that?
Oh,
it's tamales?
Nakatamal is like a big tamale from Nicaragua.
It's a banana peel.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, they put a whole chicken leg in there.
That's right. No,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you get a chicken leg, a pizza, and a hamburger.
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
Shut up, man. I'm getting hungry.
All right. Shout out to Matt Time Radio.
All right.
Yeah,
that's another show that we have here at Skiru Studios family.
Sundays?
Sundays, right?
Yeah,
Sundays.
Yeah, Sunday, 6 to 7.
Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, I see the pictures of Melissa Parker on your Facebook page.
I'm telling you.
Hey. All right. See you guys later.
Nice. We have another caller here, Bobby. Is that Bobby in there? Oh, we got Bobby in line too, probably. Where are you, Bobby?
Bobby.
I don't know.
Bobby's world.
I'm going to tell my friends to call in. Hold on. Friends, call in for Teresa. Come on now. The number is 1-800-893-9562. I've done a lot of favors for all of you.
This is Leo hour.
As long as it's not sexual favors, it's all good.
Okay, exactly. Leo, honey. Leo, you know me.
Hey, the economy's bad.
Do we have another caller?
You know me, WSG back in the days.
All right, let's put one more caller through, and then we're gonna jump into. We got some track check I wanna play, and they're like from Lima Chow. So we got one more caller, I guess he dropped the call. He's still there.
Oh, hello.
Hello there. This is Lee from Piñata Hour. I'm here with beautiful models and also Leo Machado.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Oh wow, that voice sounds familiar. May I speak to Samantha?
Oh my gosh, that's my mother.
Wow. Hi, mother.
Oh wow. Hey, mom.
Hi. Hello. It's Ms. Davis.
Hey, thanks for calling in. She's calling from Northern California.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. What has been your most exciting experience?
I didn't hear you. What's my most exciting experience with
Yes, that's what she asked.
With modeling?
Hey, but hold on a second. Before you answer that, I have another caller. Who's the other caller in there, too?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Say what? Hello?
Hello?
We can hear you.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
He's gone.
I guess he's gone, all right?
All right.
Okay. All right, so...
Hello?
All
right. What's my most exciting experience with modeling?
Yeah.
I can't really narrow down my most exciting experience. I love what I do. I love doing runway, doing print, and I just enjoy the lifestyle, enjoy all of it.
Say Jessica Simpson.
Right. That was a lot of fun. Doing the television show and dressing up. We dressed up as Ugandan women.
Yes.
And we got to actually walk the runway barefoot. I had never got a chance to do that before. I didn't have to wear the heels. So that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, but I've done a lot of fun shows. Thanks, Mom.
Thank you for calling, Mom.
Thanks for calling, Mom.
Thank you, Mom.
That's awesome.
That's really nice, your mom calling. She's paying attention to you.
All right.
All right, so now we're going to play some of the Leo Machado music here. And I got song number 2. It says here, A Ciegas.
You know what? Let's do this because I know time is flying. And I want to take advantage for whoever is out there for them to have the opportunity. The album is all... original, but number 6 is a cover, and I want to share that with you guys. It's Al Moala, and people should listen to that.
So, track number six.
Yeah, number 6.
All right. So, the name of the song is Al Moala from Leo Machado. Here, Piñata Hour.
Conmigo
estés conmigo, es que aún estoy vivo, solo es para amarte, pero todo pasa, y a los sufrimientos, como a las palabras, se las lleva el viento, por eso regreso borracho de angustia, te lleno de besos y caricias mustias, pero estás dormida, lo sientes caricia, te abrazo a mi pecho y me duermo contigo, mas luego despierto, tú no estás conmigo, solo es.
Beautiful song again. What's the name of the song?
This song is called A Ciegas, which is almost like blindfolded.
Leo Machado, he's going to be live January the 31st at Los Globos.
That's right.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
And also, you want to give us some shout-outs?
Samantha?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hey, yeah, I wanted to thank Anthony Warren for calling in. I'm doing a fashion show with him on October 27th for Warren Anthony Clothing. And then also in 2013, I'm going to be helping to produce my first fashion show myself. So I'm working with Noral 2010. He's a designer as well. So, ladies.
I was going to say, do we get to be in that fashion show? Rub back.
I already know. So that'll be happening in 2013.
Yay. 2013? 2 years from now?
It's 2012.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
She's still 2004.
We got one more year left. Next year. It's in the process.
And then we have Norva?
Yes. I want to give a shout out to a lot of the designers that I've worked with and just really helped push my career along. Purple Diva, Ghost Designs, Hot Curvature, A Clothes Mine. And there's so many more I know I'm missing out on. But they always tend to stick to people they like and they trust and know that, you know, to work their designs properly. And I trust that they choose me for that reason. And I just want to tell them, thank you so much for always considering me when it comes to that.
Yeah. And Teresa Wyatt.
Oh, yeah, Teresa Wyatt. Thank you.
Wait, I wouldn't be here. Wait, and Samantha Davis.
Samantha Davis. All these models
can I say my 26 shout outs really quick? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this is Melissa. I have to give a really loving shout out to Adora Om and Danielle Line, their spokesperson. Adora Om is a plus size activewear company, mm-hmm. and you just don't see activewear so nicely made for full figured women. And this thing, I swear, their line makes your ass look so nice. Amazing. So I recommend it to everybody. And
is anybody out here wearing
men's?
Right now?
What about menswear?
It's amazing. I've been checked out so many times in the gym now. It's ridiculous. But definitely a shout out to Adora. They're online. And Danielle Line, as well as Kevin Bailey, Satu, the Greater LA Woman, Shantae Gibson. There are quite a few people that really helped me to get to where I am, and I really appreciate it so much.
Cool.
I don't know what my life would be like without them.
That's nice.
Can I quickly add, I also would like to thank everybody who's helped me get to where I am, designers, photographers, family, friends, and I appreciate everybody. And this is Samantha speaking.
I thank LAPD Explorers because
what
if it was... Hey, you better watch out. LAPD Explorers, if it wasn't for their march, their left, right, left, I wouldn't be as successful. But anyways, okay, let me do my 26 shout outs. Please try to remember these names. Lily Moon Folks, Facebook Custom Couture Cases, Stephanie Ann Lodge, Melinda Uro, Heather Petre. Hold on one second.
What the?
Oh my God.
Which is LAFashionSnob.com. These Sandra Reese.
Okay.
And Tanya Garcia.
All right.
Jamie Hogan. Let's see.
Frankly, about.
Hey, these are the girls that are promoting your show by listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So therefore, these are our number girls. Okay. If you can just go to those ladies, they own their own business. These are my friends that I've known since like high school and I've just met throughout the years. And I want to shout out to everybody that has supported me coming to my shows, the Latino crew, my Mexicanos, my black friends, my Mexican friends, my white friends, my family. And thank you to my coworkers, Promises Treatment Center, for always being there for me to help me out. For covering me, and you know, I love you guys all, and basically, I love everybody.
I love everybody too.
Yeah.
Gosh, all those shout outs make me wanna. I love everybody. Norva Michelle talking here.
Yeah, and thank you, Frank, and
thank you guys for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank
because you know
thank
why?
You for coming down.
Because it takes one person to mm-hmm. hear us in order to like spread the message. So thank you so much
yes.
for.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You don't understand how much I appreciate it and how the universe works.
Oh no, I do. You guys came here, went.
when a human being comes, you know, we all come together, it matters. It shows that, you know.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
the piñata.
Thank you. I totally appreciate
especially
it.
Especially on what we're doing right now.
Wait, what was it? Do
wow, you got a lot of messages there. You got a lot
what's
of messages.
Your friend's name? Is he going to give me my own show now? Because that's what I really wanted to come is to have my own show. So I could bring all of, like, my homeless... Show.
I guess you have to take him out to eat sometimes.
Can I just give him a kiss and he'll just say yeah?
I don't know. Times are tough right now.
I'm manifesting Teresa Wyatt, Soul Central. Ooh, you like that, huh? Soul Central, wherever your soul is central, the location.
Do you wear contacts?
No, I'm just beautiful like that. Wow. See, you know what? I'm a dreamer, I think. See, that's we're memorized. See, my soul is like.
I like the song from John Lennon too.
Whatever, we're talking about me and you.
I go by that song. That song is really powerful. He was ahead of his time.
Okay, wait. Scoot
hey,
to
no,
wait.
Let's. He's hiding from you right now.
Yeah, because he knows I'm gonna be like, yo, hook me up with the job. Am I in?
We got to discuss the terms and conditions.
Ooh. Well, that's a yes. That, to me, is a yes. He didn't say no. That is a definite
would
yes.
Would you be the X Factor? We don't know. Tune in to the next episode next Wednesday. Wow. We're gonna have more
are you bringing me back?
You're going to be eating bugs.
Are you bringing me back? I'll bring everybody. I'll bring cholo actors.
That'll be interesting. Plus size X Factor. Come to think about it.
Leo. So what's up, man?
This is what's happening. Everybody's giving like shout outs or yeah. Shout out. Yeah. I'm saying giving because I'm thinking in Spanish. Giving shout outs. But this is the thing. Okay. Este programa, I'm going to have to speak in Spanish now. Este programa, this radio show is being it's being heard. Shit, I'm translating now. People are listening to this show in Central America.
Wow.
In Guatemala City.
Wow.
It's my brother, Ricardo.
Ojalá. Oh, para todos de Nicaragua, Guatemala, Centroamérica, shout outs.
And in Costa Rica, Clara Picado.
You know, hermosa. Este show se escucha en muchos países.
Sí, no, yo sé. Pero yo me estoy enterando que ahorita están escuchando por allá, entonces.
Sí, si lo pones en la wall de tu Facebook, vale, de todas maneras.
Hay que mandar besitos y abracitos.
I don't know anything you guys said.
I'm going to translate.
I apologize for that.
The English part.
It had to be done.
Don't apologize. This is a piñata hour. Piñata.
Piñata, eso.
Remember how I was saying that I didn't know any plus size Latinas? Well, guess what? Cynthia Jimenez Frisbee from San Diego just texted me, and she wishes she was here. And Cynthia, I wish you were here too. And hopefully,
thank you, girls.
We will see her more on the runway. Thanks, yay. Cynthia, for responding to me to Facebook. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to hear more of those tracks from you. Do we have how many more left we have?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Can we play number shit?
Number shit? Wow. Did you have that song? Number five.
This is number five. A little funky here.
What is the title of that one?
Esperar por ti, number five. Esperar por ti. All right, so we're going to go ahead and hear this song right now.
Yeah.
Para la gente de Centro America.
And we can actually dance to this.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Pick one of the models. I got a lot of them here.
Hey, Teresa, homie. You
all right,
me.
Leo Machado. Aquí en Piñata Hour.
I'm going to have to fight for this one.
segundo, minuto a minuto. Se pasan las horas, segundo a segundo, minuto a minuto. Se pasan las horas, segundo a segundo, minuto a minuto. Se pasan las horas. Mira nada más, mira nada más, mira nada más, mira nada más. Se pasan las horas, se pasan las horas, se pasan las horas, se pasan las horas. Solo quedan palabras que se las llevó el viento. Solo quedan recuerdos,
solo quedan
de aquellos que quiero.
Solo quedan los recuerdos,
solo quedan ilusiones, solo quedan mis lamentos y los llevo en el alma. Llevo aquí adentro. Que se caigan las estrellas, que se apague el sol y el calor, y que se muera la luna, pero por favor, que no se apague su amor. Respiro, ya sé que no estoy vivo, solo ando ambulante, loco, tonto, como zombie perdido.
Solo quedan tus recuerdos,
con las venas abiertas, muero en carne viva, el corazón es y la sangre confundida. Que se caigan las estrellas, que se apague el sol y el calor, y que se muera la luna, pero por favor.
Preguntes que si aún te quiero como ayer, te amo más. Que si corro
corro, que si duermo, que si respiro, tu respirar también. Estás aquí, en mi corazón, que se adormece, que se muere, que se mira en un espejo, oh, sangrando porque son tuyos mis ojos, son tuyos mis ojos, en mis pupilas se notan, tuyos mis ojos, son tuyos mis ojos, en mis pupilas se notan. Por favor, ya no preguntes que si aún te quiero como ayer. Que si corro, que si duermo, que si respiro, tu respirar también. Estás aquí, en mi corazón, que se adormece, que se muere, que se mira en un espejo, sangrando porque son tuyos mis ojos.
Nice. Leo Machado, what was the name of the song?
Tuyos Mis Ojos. Oh, yeah.
Nice, nice, nice.
I forget that I have
to
use
it. Who plays guitar? Who playing drums and doing all that?
Well, the drums were recorded by Dan Hergerty, which right. is my former student. Mm-hmm. And then I'm playing bass and acoustic guitars and all the string keyboards. What else? Voices. And some of the stuff is guitars. I don't know. This conversation is kind of boring, though.
Yeah. Why? Why
is it boring? You.
No, I don't know. It's really interesting because I'm always a little self-conscious about the album and the songs. It's so about, you know, about me, and then come in and talk about me again. It's kind of weird. But
well, you are Leo Machado, right?
Yes, sir.
Promotion. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Who produced it again? Who helped you?
Yeah, the album was produced with Oscar Coronel.
Oh, my sweetie.
So, yeah, Oscar Coronel is awesome. So we did that. Good.
Mm-hmm. Right. What does he do? He just does production?
He's all over the place, man.
All over, man. Sound, doing man. Sound.
Oh, wait a minute. He's done Frank Zane.
He's done sound
guy?
For Mucho Wednesdays at, yep. at the
he's
Echo.
Dope. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sound guy. The yeah. Westchester yeah. Yeah.
Sound engineer, please.
Sound engineer, please. Oh, shit.
Yeah, sound guy.
What was his name again?
Oscar Coronel.
Oh, okay. Sounds familiar.
Look him up.
Yeah.
He's on my Facebook.
Yeah, he's totally
stupid. He wears like a hat, like a little army.
Yes.
Oh. That's it,
yeah. Oscar.
You're sad now.
No, okay. The funny thing is that he's doing sound engineering with, you know, for recordings and stuff, and he's also doing sound engineering for movies and.
Nice.
So he's all over.
Yeah, I can tell. I just heard the recordings. You know, it's like this one's really well done.
Thank you, man. Nice. Appreciate
quality.
It. Yep.
That's
thank you.
One.
I want to thank you guys, all of you guys, for coming down. I want to thank Leo, Machado, and Teresa.
Wyatt.
Thank you,
Lone Ranger.
Yeah. I want to thank all the girls. I want to thank you.
Samantha, Norva, Melissa, and Lindsay.
Lindsay,
Norva,
Lindsay
Michelle,
left, right?
I requested you as a Facebook friend, so you need to give me my shout out too, please.
Okay. I want to shout out Norva.
Thank you.
Flash news.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Google news.
Giggity geek.
Yeah. So I want to thank you guys for coming down to Piñata Hour. And do we have one more song, maybe? No?
That's
no.
it.
All right. So we're going to go out just on silence.
Good night.
I want to thank Skid Row Studios. We're going to come back next week here with Cuevo. Some of you guys know who
Cuevo.
Okay, you never
met him. I met him actually at Mucho Wednesday. I met him at La Cita.
Yeah.
Oh, but by the way, I'll be at the Down and Out this Saturday playing some music.
Yeah. Wait,
if you're gonna
when?
Dance
this Saturday.
Check him out.
How is it at the Down
it's
and
cool.
Out?
Cool, come on. It's cheap drinks.
Skid Row. Guys that just come out of like LA County prison.
Got a little bit
of everything.
Yeah, the sidewalk over there, you can kick it, go outside and smoke cigarettes. You like it?
Mm-hmm. So
yeah. So all right. So we're gonna go out and thank you, SkidRowStudios.com. We're gonna come back next Wednesday with John Carpenter and Cuevo.
Cuevo, hola,
¿cómo
estás?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Good night.
Leo, love you.
Good night.
Thank you.